Carnival in the Canary Islands, what you simply cannot miss. The Canary Islands is Europe's carnival capital. There's no place in the entire continent where these festivities are so intense. In fact, if you're traveling between February and March, you'll sense a special joy in the streets. You'll see more smiles, more dancing, more color. It's because everyone is eagerly looking forward to this period. The most popular carnivals are those of Santa Cruz de Tenerife, Las Palmas de Gran Canaria and Maspalomar, although Los Indianos and Ekaipencos take place in La Palma and Fuerteventura. Two very special events that you can't miss for anything in the world if you're on the island. Following this heads up, pay attention to the most important dates if you're going to enjoy the Canary Islands Carnival this 2023, and, if possible, don't miss any of the celebrations. Santa Cruz de Tenerife Carnival. The Santa Cruz de Tenerife Carnival is the second most important in the world after Rio de Janeiro. Murgas, comparsas, batucadas and floats fill with fantasy the streets of Tenerife's capital. This year, it's inspired by New York, so start thinking about a costume that fits the theme. A Statue of Liberty costume or a pompous Wall Street investor outfit could be a good choice. One of the main highlights of the Santa Cruz de Tenerife Carnival is the Queen Gala, an emotionally charged event that kicks off the festivities and in which the Carnival Queen is elected. The contenders compete in spectacular fantasy outfits to claim their spot on the throne. Take note. Wednesday, the 15th of February. At night, the Carnival Queen will be elected from among 15 contenders. Friday, the 17th of February. Day of the Grand Carnival Opening Parade. The Queen, recently elected, will preside over a parade animated by murgas, batucadas and comparsas. Saturday, the 18th of February. The joy takes hold of Santa Cruz de Tenerife. In the afternoon, the comparsas, troops, participate in the Ritmo y Harmonia competition, and at night, the grand celebration takes place. This celebration drags on until the early hours, and in the past it has brought together 400,000 people on the streets of the capital. Sunday, the 19th of February. The day carnival, which begins at 13 o'clock, is an event for the entire family. Children, parents, adolescents and the elderly enjoy the magic of carnival. Tuesday, the 21st of February. The farewell begins. The first farewell event is the carnival's Coso Apoptosis. Wednesday, the 22nd of February. The Entierro de la Sardina, burial of the sardine, which involves carrying a sardine effigy through the streets, marks the end of carnival. It's a day of mourning, but also of much irony, in which the fish is burned and the festivities conclude. Although, this is not entirely true. Weekend of 24, the 25th and the 26th of February. On this Friday and Saturday, the carnival will re-emerge with great nights of celebrations and another day carnival, which will take place on the Saturday. The Domingo de Pinata on Sunday, as its name suggests, is the definitive end to the carnival following a fireworks show. Maspalomar Carnival. Maspalomar Carnival is one of the most important in the Canary Islands. A festivity where color and joy are the main ingredients. It also has a strong international presence, as it's celebrated in the south of the island, where, by the way, all princess hotels in Gran Canaria are located. This carnival will be held between the 9th and the 19th of March with Latin rhythms being the main theme, so get ready to see Caribbean and Amazonian costumes, maracas and drums. Don't forget, arrange a costume that follows the theme. Thursday, the 9th of March. Opening event of Maspalomar Carnival. Friday, the 10th of March. Carnival Children's Queen Gala. Saturday, the 11th of March. Carnival Queen Gala. Thursday, the 16th of March. Mas Balamar Drag Queen Gala. Saturday, the 18th of March. Grand Carnival Parade. Sunday, the 19th of March. Entierro de la Sardina. Las Palmas de Gran Canaria Carnival. In addition to the costumes, concerts and joy, the Las Palmas de Gran Canaria Carnival is known worldwide for its Drag Queen Gala, which celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. This irreverent and groundbreaking event has become an international bastion of joy and freedom. It's an incredible show in which drag queens, as Bob the Drag Queen once said, blur the gender line and create art. Find out the key dates of this special carnival here. Friday, the 10th of February. Carnival Opening Parade, Opening Speech and Concert. Saturday, the 18th of February. End of the Mergus Competition. Monday, the 20th of February. Presentation of the Drag Queen Contenders. Friday, 24 February. Carnival Queen Gala. Friday, the 3rd of March. Drag Queen Gala, 25th Anniversary and Drag Night Concert. Saturday, the 4th of March. Grand Parade and Concerts. Sunday, the 5th of March. End of the Las Palmas de Gran Canaria Carnival, following the day Carnival and Burial of the Sardine. La Palma Carnival. The capital of La Palma, Santa Cruz de La Palma, will be a sea of white on Monday, the 20th of February, as a homage to the locals who in the 19th century departed to Latin America in search of wealth and were fortunate in their attempt. To the point that when they returned, they made no effort in hiding it, by wearing elegant white linen suits, smoking Cuban cigars and boasting bags full of notes. Los Indianos is a parody of those emigrants. It's La Palma's most popular carnival celebration, and it returns in full splendor in 2023 following the pandemic. On that day, in addition to dressing all in white, one must take some talcum powder. The famous powder battle is one of the most important celebrations of the day. And, if you're asking yourself why this battle takes place, there are two theories. The first theory is that the arrival of a shipment of flour in poor condition at La Palma's port of Santa Cruz de La Palma was subsequently used as ammunition in this small powder battle. The second refers to a tradition inherited from the Cuban Abaqueur, who powdered themselves on Carnival Monday to whiten their skin. Fuerteventura Carnival. Make a note of this word, Acapenco. You'll need it if you go to Fuerteventura to celebrate the carnival. Acapenco is the acronym for Artilugio Carnavalero Hidrodinamico Impulsado por Energia No Contaminate Obviamente, hydrodynamic carnival device driven by non-polluting energy obviously. In other words, a raft. A carnival raft with which locals organize races on the beach of Puerto del Rosario. More than 40 rafts have participated in these competitions. This year, the 25th edition of Acapencos will take place on Sunday, the 19th of February. A great event to complement the always fun Fuerteventura Carnival.